These ornate architectural elements serve to both enhance and empower a Beja dwelling. It marked the threshold between spaces dedicated for daytime activities and those for night functions. Here is Sumeya Valley, South African architect.
In Beja settlements, the tent structures themselves were made under the leadership of a woman who was kind of head engineer. But then also the Tesachrit itself was made by women, by relatives of a woman when she is about to be married. And this is really an act of love, an act of community, and symbolic of a woman entering into this threshold of a new chapter of her life. It sits really at the boundary between welcoming community and forms of public life and keeping sacred forms of intimacy and privacy that happen behind the Tesachrit. But it also, with the love and prayer that goes into making it, is seen to be something that keeps the spirit world from entering into the home and entering into the body of those that sleep around it.
It is an understanding of architecture that goes far beyond simply demarcating physical space.
So it has the functionality of the spiritual. And I find this non-colonial understanding of the term functionality really important, in that physical survival and spiritual function are completely intertwined.